love the horns.
All right, students of the U, welcome to your March Madness 2024 Slasher Bracket.
Yay!
Oh, I mean,
yay!
Thank you, y'all.
Slasher Madness.
Slasher Madness. Slasher Bracket.
We're doing a big old...
Do you want to kill him or do you want to hack it?
In the style or spirit of March Madness. Is March Madness trademarked? Am I not allowed to say that? Is it like Super Bowl? Like you can't... You know what I mean? I'm just curious. I've been saying Slasher Madness in the spirit of March Madness. I don't know if March Madness is like off limits.
Slash Madness.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Let's do a Slash Madness. I've learned that the term was coined like in the 1930s.
Hmm.
Some radio announcer.
March Madness?
Mm-hmm, because of all the teams starting to come to play, and it's just like nuts.
And how anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
You could have a team that's got a 16 seed beating a 1 seed just like that, and no one saw it coming.
It is. It's throughout time. Throughout history, there has been some great wins and defeats within the brackets. We have a bracket going on.
We do.
We have two winners that have made it to the Elite Eight so far. Horny the Clown from Drive Thru beat Madman Mars. And we also have Cletus the Fetus from Red Christmas beating Michael Myers, an upset.
That's true. A lot of people are probably like, Michael Myers wins. He's the supreme slasher. No one beats Michael Myers. He's the best all the time, no matter what. Well, I mean...
And then they go back and eat Cheetos and play Fortnite and masturbate to fucking weird anime porn.
Realistic here, guys. We talked it through. In the case of Cletus, I remember saying he was fueled by revenge, which is a pretty strong fuel.
Yeah.
And that's why we ultimately decided he wins in that matchup. So,
and Horny the Clown was just a badass, supernatural kind of revenge. Yeah,
but,
and Madman Mars was just an old fucking farmer that
went crazy and killed his family.
Yeah, but he did help bring us one of the most eloquent songs of our generation. So thank you, Madman Mars, but get back to the woods because Horny the Clown moves on along with Cletus the Fetus. We just talked about the Beast from Sweatshop going against the monster from Funhouse.
Right.
We need your votes on that, but Andy and I gave our opinions. And we also, Andy, are going to talk today.
Yes.
Which is an interesting matchup. I'm curious to see how we do this one.
Maybe set some parameters, but we're doing Belial Bradley from Basket Case versus Ghostface from Scream.
Yep, 1996 going against 1982.
My question to you is, do you just want to limit this to Basket Case 1 and Scream 1?
Yes.
Okay, because there was a Basket Case 2 and a Basket Case 3.
I know, and there was like Scream 12.
And there's 12. A Scream 2 through 7, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be a 7.
Yeah, Nev just signed on. No, yeah. just the original one, but that's why I have so many questions, but we'll bring it up as we move on. I know, again, this is a big name, Ghostface, obviously. And most people aren't going to know about our tiny little nutsack, Belial. Cute little motherfucking nutsack.
He is. He's like what I said in the episode, California raisins on meth.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
The stop motion, it definitely got a little better as they made Basket Case 2 and 3.
That's when Trauma took over.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember writing when we did this, we did Basket Case, the original one, the very first one. We did them all in a row, but this one was done in July 21st of 2003, or 2023, where Ghostface Scream we actually did when the world was shut down, Andy.
During
the pandemic. We did it around Halloween in 2020.
Yeah.
So... The Belial, I had a great... this movie is like if you always dreamt of making a movie about killer testicles.
You are not wrong.
Yes. And Scream, it's so iconic. To me, Andy, this brought the genre back.
Yeah.
When did you see it for the first time with us? Did you... You hadn't seen it. You had never seen
Scream?
It before. Yeah.
Oh, no. I saw Scream when it was hot and hip.
Oh, in the 90s?
Back in the day.
Oh, I'm thinking of you never seen Star Wars.
Shut up. How dare you?
But, no, there was one, though, I thought where you were like, yeah, I've never seen it. And then we watched Christine.
It was Christine, yeah.
Christine's, but yeah, that's right.
Scream, by the way, was episode 11 for us at Slash
Wow.
U. We paired it with Halloween.
With Halloween. That's kind of cool because we just, like we talked about, Cletus the Fetus just beat Michael Myers.
We brought in our...
Will Belial do the same?
We brought in our lovely partners, our wives, yes. Jody and Cheryl. They actually talked about Scream after you and I talked about Halloween. So go back, listen to episode 11 of Slash You. That's forever ago, right?
I know. I think
sure
I was,
it's still out there.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
I think you still download it. They don't take them off after a while. I'm going to put it behind a paywall. You're all going to have to pay $3 to listen to our episode. But
I think when we did this episode, I was in the background just drunk, you know, when I drink and just like,
because after we talked about Halloween, because you could talk about Halloween in your sleep.
Yes.
And then we turned it over to our ladies, our lady friends, and they spoke about Scream for, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, and that was the whole episode.
I could talk about Scream, you know, from like the back of my hand as well. Just again, this one, much like Funhouse, this follows a group of high school students, teenagers as well, mm-hmm. targeted by a mysterious killer known as Ghostface.
Right.
This film is known for its self-awareness as a reference to every horror movie tropes. Plot twists, iconic opening scene, you remember, with Mrs. Barrymore?
Yep. She almost saved, almost rescued.
Yeah, did you bring that up, like, one time? Like, what was the closest to someone being saved? It was that one?
Versus just from a few weeks ago. Was it Laid to Rest? Or I know what you're talking about, but I brought it up very recently. In a regular Slash You episode where I was like, which one's closer, this one or Scream?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's almost like, you know, she yeah. could have been saved, but she met her doom violently. Yeah. This movie, much like Basket Case Andy, both at different times, well, not really different time. Well, yeah, I mean, 80s,
Urban
90s.
Legend. It was Urban Legend.
Urban Legend, thank you.
Where we just covered that a few weeks ago where I was just like, she's so close, but she didn't get saved. I don't remember the context. In any case, Scream. We record these, Nick, and then they fall out of my head immediately. I don't remember anything I said.
Well, that's what it's called, improv.
Yeah,
it's what
I don't remember jokes.
Yes, and I like pickles.
I got it. That not only that, but I got to go back and listen if I want to remember like what I said or what went down. So,
wasn't that the one like Tara Reid was the one that almost made it alive? Was that the one we were talking about, or who was the one in Urban Legend?
Urban Legend.
That was like, they almost lived, but then they died.
I don't remember. That's what I'm saying. We recorded it, and it fell out of my brain. I'd have to go back and listen to the episode. So hit us up in the comments. my point is, Drew Barrymore kill in Scream was similar. She almost was rescued.
This, I mean, here we go then. Mm-hmm. Belial, little nutsack, Ghostface.
Are you going to tackle that first, or which one do you want to talk about, Ghostface first?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, in between, but definitely talk about Ghostface first. But Ghostface was a person.
He's a dude. He's actually two dudes.
Yeah.
Does that enter into the conflict here? There's two of them.
Yeah, I mean,
is this a 2-on-1 match, or what do you think?
Are they gangbanging Belial?
Oh,
that's not hot.
A little bit.
God. Come here, Belial.
Oh, man.
I wonder what Belial smells like.
You often wonder about the smells. It's intriguing to me. I don't know why you are infatuated with smells.
And yoga pants.
Yeah, and the smell of yoga pants.
So, our homies, the lovers who made up the killers.
The lovers?
Weren't they?
Were they? I don't think
Billy,
they were.
Billy and Stu, wasn't
right.
it? Yeah.
Right.
So, really, they have some great kills.
Yes.
They're strategic.
Yes.
Smart.
They know all the tropes.
They know the tropes. Yep. But there's so many moments where they could have killed Sydney, but they didn't. It's one of those tropes, too, where it's like, if they could have gotten her in the very beginning, like when she was hanging out and, you know, putting her door up in her little, you know, mm-hmm. know, little teenage bedroom.
Yep.
And, you know, the killer comes in, but then Billy comes up and goes, I scared him away. The cop said I scared him away.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so if she would have died there, then the mission complete. Yeah. So would other people
Movie
would
over.
Have died? Yeah. Would other people would have died? Yeah, would Rose McGowan fucking would have been getting, you know, cranked up against the garage? Who knows? So that's going to come into me, but this is interesting.
Hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, I count 7 deaths just to go. We want to get into now, but,
right.
you know, Ghostface does change, though. through, I mean, we're not bringing up 2 through, you know, 26.
Yeah, we're not doing the sequels.
But it's still that just, it can't, it just gnaws at the back of my brain.
Was he motivated by revenge here?
No, he's motivated by being pissed off because
he just didn't like
Sydney's whore mother.
Yeah.
Had an affair with Billy Prescott's dad, I'm making her mother leave her.
Right.
And Stu just did it for fun.
Hello, Sydney.
Yeah.
Can I see your boobies? I just thought it was cool how he knows all the what's your favorite scary movie? You know, he knows all of the.
And that means that movie became iconic. I mean, people credit this Dimension Films, you know, like really bringing back that. Because you remember how many fucking horror movies came out after this, or like Dimension Films, like came out, like I Know What You Did Last Summer, like even The Craft. Like, I mean, I'm not saying The Craft is a slasher horror, but still, like, you know,
it had an influence for sure.
Dimension Films blew up after this, and
then you had Jamie Kennedy pointing it out. All the bullshit that you see in all the other movies before this. You know, don't go off alone. Don't go off and have sex. Never announce, I'll be right back. Like,
yep.
So Ghostface knew all that, right? So he has that intimate knowledge of being a stereotypical slasher killer. Like,
yeah.
He's like an expert. It's a meta thing. Like, it's a he's aware. It's self-aware enough that does that make him a better killer?
And I don't know if it's necessarily revenge as much as Billy just was pissed. It's like anger kill. Like
he's just a psycho.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they were just going to frame the dad. You remember they were going to frame because they had Sydney's dad like all locked up, and that he was just going to. They were going to play. You know, they were stabbing each other, and they were going to let him go.
Stu was just a dude who said, "Yeah, I'll go along with this."
Yeah, I just liked it.
Isn't that a loose end? People,
I think he wanted to smell Billy's
taint.
Yeah,
isn't that kind of like the thing they're projecting for the next Scream movie? Like Stu's a loose end; he could come back, even though a TV fell on his head.
Oh yeah, I mean there was talks about having him come back like in some of these newer ones.
Yeah.
And you know, Neve Campbell signed on for number 7 and eventually I still think it's going to come down to it where she's the killer.
She's just going to lose her marbles and finally be like,
I mean, good
fuck
god,
this.
She's 50 now. She's been going through this since she was 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
You'd think it would have an effect at some point.
I mean, you know, I know that there's, you know, some out there where it's like, ooh, but to me, it is going to be to the point where it's going to be Neve. Somehow they're going to mix it up. And, you know, I don't want to get into 7. I'm sticking with Billy and Stu here now.
Okay.
7. First, we have to mention it was Drew Barrymore's football boyfriend, Stephen Orth.
Yeah.
Was gutted by Stu 8 minutes in.
Ouch.
Second one being.
I don't know.
Oh, Casey Becker.
I don't have my notes.
Oh, sorry. Casey Becker is the second one. You remember she was stabbed, gutted, and hung up by a tree.
Right.
Then Arthur Hembry, who is the principal, played by Arthur Fonzarelli, stabbed, gutted, and hung from the goal.
That one hurt.
Tatum Riley. This is another one I'd like to do for Slashbusters, but I truly believe that it wouldn't happen. You remember when she was trying to crawl through the kitty door in the garage?
Oh, yeah.
And could you really think that the garage could... There's
crush
no
somebody?
Way. Yeah, there's no way that thing could lift up, not unless it has the fucking motor of like a, you know, a 78 Chevelle or something.
Yeah, it's
you know,
like a diesel engine attached to it.
So, Tatum the Kitty Brown, throat slit, and then... Stu is actually dead, and then Billy Loomis dies.
Stu had the TV fall on his head?
Yep, and then Billy was stabbed a bunch and shot in the head. So we have 7.
Okay, not bad.
But we're counting Billy and Stu, so really that you got to take that into account. 5. So we have 5 kills from Mr. Ghostfaced him, her, themselves.
Him. But there's 2 of them still, so to me that gives them a leg up, honestly.
How?
There's 2 of them. They can coordinate, right?
Shenanigans.
That's how Ghostface was able to be almost in 2 places at once.
That's what made it interesting because you're like, whoa.
Wait a minute. You're right. You're trying to guess the whole movie. Who's the killer here? And it turns out there's 2.
It's really interesting because now a lot of slashers that were made on, you know, some that just went straight to video, some that made it kind of big, did kind of come with that premises of the 2 killer. Because even the second one, it was a 2 killer.
Yeah.
The third one was just only 1.
Yeah. Interesting.
So it's as it moves on, I think the 4th one was 2. The 5th one was 2.
The 6th one, it was a family.
Do you need a... I got a bag of Coke.
Oh, because I'm yawning?
Yeah.
You're boring me.
Oh, shit, that hurt. That felt just as bad as when Tara Reid was like, I don't want to die. You remember how bad? You're like, oh, yeah. that fucking hurt. Oh,
she's begging for her life.
Yeah, like knowing that I'm boring someone to death.
No, you're not boring me. I'm just,
I've only heard that during sex.
Well, I'm sorry. I take it back.
No, I'm just kidding, brother.
I was implying that we had sex and I said it. But in any case.
Oh, I flew right over my head.
I still think that with two of them here, that gives Ghostface the edge.
All right, so Ghostface with 5 kills. Let's take it on down in the left corner of the ring is Bilal Bradley.
Ding, ding, ding.
Basket case. We recorded this one, I think I mentioned, on 7/21/23.
Yes, episode 114.
Yes. This, to me, is interesting. You kind of talked me into this, but I also know that I talked myself into it on the actual episode.
Okay.
This motherfucker, this little nutsack got skills.
Yeah.
If you've never seen Bilal Bradley, go to our Instagram page, right. One of our most recent posts. You can see him up there, and you can vote to see if Please. You think Bilal could take on Ghostface.
/U_podcast on Instagram. I'll put it on Facebook as well. But the thing, this was directed, remember this one was directed by Frank Henenlotter, the same director as Frankenhooker.
Yep.
That's pretty funny.
Dead Alive Dana, shout out PDX.
She just did an episode of
Frankenhooker.
Yep. Yeah, that one's a classic. Frankenhooker sadly missed the tournament this year. Didn't quite make it. She wasn't really the killer. It was her boyfriend trying to put her back together. But we might cover that in a different series of stuff. But you know basket who else, case.
Sorry, I want to remember this too. I feel bad because I forget the name. Was it not the meat pies? But it was the one where the family was. The Ohio, and it was that the weird family that was upstairs, and they were killing people in their basement. And it was a cheap movie that we saw.
A cheat movie?
Cheap. Like, it was cheap. A very cheap movie filmed in Ohio. Uh-huh. And it was like, the car broke down. They're like, come stay with us. You want chicken? And they were eating. And then the kids were downstairs. And it turned out that the family was very torturous. But it kind of reminded me of the idea that they could have been it too because they were serial killers.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure I know what you're talking about, but I do not remember which movie that was.
Keep talking.
Well, in any case, basket case. If you don't recall this one, this was the story of identical conjoined twins, Dwayne and Bilal Bradley. The problem, though, was Dwayne was the quote unquote normal twin. Bilal was more or less a disfigured, you know, sort of growth coming off of his, off the side of his torso. So they're conjoined, but Bilal wasn't like a fully formed human being. And their father was upset. Their father did not view Bilal as like a full, like human. Saw him as a monster and a deformity, and he needs to be, you know, cut off and killed. So he forced the boys into surgery. He got some back alley shady doctors, Dr. Lifflander, Dr. Needleman, and Dr. Cutter.
There you go.
To forcibly separate the boys through surgery, which left Dwayne with a big scar down the side of his torso. And it left Bilal just a, like you said, a nutsack with two arms.
I really can't. I know you, like, the California Raisins is definitely a good call.
They put Bilal in a bag out by the dumpster. Because they're like, his father was like, he's not even human. He's just a piece of tissue. Get him out of here. Didn't even put him in a biohazard bag. But anyway, I remember in the movie, they shared a psychic connection. Dwayne ended up like saving his brother out of the, you know, out of the bag, the dumpster in the middle of the night. And they killed their father, and their aunt adopted them because their aunt recognized Bilal as a human being.
I love it,
just a deformed human being, and said, you're equal person just like any other person, and she raised them.
Oh, my God, Andy.
Remember that?
Yes, and something just cracked my head. Please. Like a fucking 1,000-pound ejaculate.
Oh, okay. 1,000 pounds. Oh,
1,000 pounds of ejaculate just hit me.
It's quite a bit.
Dude, Bilal and fucking Cletus the Fetus are kind of similar.
Ooh.
Maybe pretty fucking deep. That's cinephile.
They might wind up facing off, like in a Final Four or brother championship. Brother,
because if you think about it, Cletus the Fetus, we did find out, was, you know, kind of in a was supposed to be
aborted,
an aborted bucket like that. But he was saying
they have similar backstories.
Yes,
yeah, similar. Right, discarded.
Oh my God! Hey, discarded.
So Yeah, so for in the movie Basket Case, the boys end up going on, they grow up, their aunt raises them, they grow up, normal household, she as normal as she can make it. She passes away, and Dwayne and Belial are out on their own at that point as adults. They embark on a revenge tour against the doctors who force them apart. And that's what the movie was.
Beautiful, brilliant. I love doing this too because it can inspire people to go back and listen to our episodes.
Episode 114.
When my wife sneezes, I swear to God, it sounds like someone's like murdering her upstairs.
Yeah. We gotta go intervene? Is Jody all right?
Yeah. So there are, I counted in this one, Mr. Damos, Coach Damos, I should say.
Thank you.
Seven.
I counted six.
Well, I just did. I don't usually do the kill count like you do, Andy. I just kind of, for our bracket series, I decided to kind of go back and.
Dr. Lifflander, yep. Dr. Needleman.
His face was torn. His
yep, in the beginning of the movie.
His face was torn. And that's only Belial's.
His MO.
MO is just fucking tearing faces off. Dr. Needleman.
O'Donovan.
Yep, face torn.
Dwayne's dad.
Yeah, and that he's cut in half.
Yep, Dr. Cutter. And then Sharon, the girl that Dwayne really liked. Belial ended up...
Yeah.
Belial actually assaulted her.
Yeah,
sexually assaulted
her. Yeah, I know.
And then killed her. Or killed her through the sexual assault.
I know, and I just find it odd, too, that we're not bringing up Basket Case 2 and 3, but it's funny that he... In this house of freaks, he met another female nutsack.
That was in part two, right?
Yeah, and they banged. That was fucking great.
And in part three, he had a litter of kids.
A litter of kids. Good. If you go listen to Basket Case 1, 2, and 3 on your college radio station, / you, you'll get to hear some fun episodes.
We did them all in a row. Yeah, we did 1, 2, and 3 right back to back to back.
So. Ghostface and Nutsack live, they exist in different fictional universes.
Of course. Yeah.
So.
That's true. Most of these slashers do exist in different fictional
universes. Belial, you know, he might be deformed, but he's telepathic.
True.
Immense strength.
Immense strength.
And loves violence. He loves violence.
I remember we pointed out that Belial, he has really strong arms because it's just him. He's a body. Like a beach ball sized body
penis.
With arms, and he gets around on his arms. Yeah. You know, he doesn't have a lot of weight to carry, so his arms are super strong because that's all he uses to get around, and he doesn't have much to carry at all. So he's able to kill pretty easily. You know, he's like a chimpanzee, always going for the face.
Yeah,
arm strong.
he does.
It's very important in this matchup that he has a penis. I'm glad you brought it up. It's super relevant. Super relevant. Ghostface has a penis.
Well, Stu and Billy have penises too.
Yeah, both of them. So two penises.
Two penises
versus
against
one penis.
One penis.
Yeah.
But you have to think about Belial. Was his abilities to did it limit his strength because of his reliance on his brother?
Oh, I don't know.
I wrote that. I felt really good about
it. Really deep here. Yeah, Dwayne's carrying him around in a basket for most of the movie. Just sort of turning him loose on these various doctors that they wanted to kill. But you're right, though. Near the end, Belial telepathically, takes control of Dwayne, or he's able to tap into Dwayne's brain
totally.
to find out where Sharon lives, and Belial snuck out of the house to Sharon's house using telepathy. Can he control Dwayne?
I don't know.
He could in part two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not covering part two.
We're not covering part two, but... I'm going to go ahead and say yes, because if you have that ability to tap in, they both, like you said, MO, modus operandi, they're both very different. But if you have to leave it up to imagination.
Are we counting Dwayne as like part of this?
He's
going to
tag along, kind of like if you had like...
Why can't you have two Bradley brothers?
Like, it's like with Peter Pan, like he's got that little, like in most video games, like you could have a little like friend that follows you around, like Crash Vandenberg or whatever.
Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah, didn't you have like a little friend, or Sonic the Hedgehog?
I think you have
a little friend?
Those are old games, but sure.
Hey, you remember Pac-Man had Mrs. Pac-Man?
Remember in Tetris? How you had a... little friend to make the blocks fit? No. I see where you're going.
Okay, but seriously, Ghostface, the resourcefulness and adaptability, you know, like they were strategic.
Right.
Belial was more brute force.
Just let him go.
I don't know if strategy goes over brute force, man. This one's a tough one for me.
I have my own decision.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you mine.
Okay.
Well, no, I've been kind of rude lately. Why don't you go and
You haven't been rude.
Why don't you go and tell me yours first?
Well,
I have my answer now, too.
I vote Ghostface. And I vote Ghostface. Again, it's be like I've seen the whole episode. There's two of them. They can conspire. They can, strategize. They can attack from two fronts. I don't think Belial stands a chance against both Ghostfaces. One could distract and sacrifice himself, you know, while the other one gets him.
We knew it was going to come down to this.
We've agreed so far.
We have agreed. But this time, we...
What?
We do not. Mm-hmm. I am going with Belial Bradley. If you look at the stats that are coming up from when this young man starts... No. I just think...
That's a terrible decision. Terrible.
I'm really going to have to leave this up to the students, and I will go with the vote.
We will. We'll honor the vote. So,
I mean,
it's more important than ever that you go vote.
I mean, I believe that this brute force of this little nutsack,
yeah,
can still win? Could come over both minds put together of these two teenage kids that played it well, but they also did get knocked out a lot as they were running around. It was kind of one of the first times you saw a serial killer kind of fumble and bumble around a little bit. You know, could get knocked out or just kind of get juked out. But I stand with my nutsack, and I stand with Belial, so this is the first time we...
What's your favorite scary movie, Nick? Obviously, it's not Scream.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, wouldn't it be cool if we would have put Christine in here, but we hadn't seen Christine. That would have been good.
The car is the killer.
Yeah,
well, it is. Just runs everyone over.
It's possessed by Satan, but yeah.
Sure. So is it Satan, then, or it's the car by proxy?
Car by proxy.
Okay.
So I dig
good
this...
Good band name, though, by the way.
But
Car by Proxy. Car by Proxy.
Well, there was a movie called Yes Man, starring Jim Carrey with a girl.
Yeah.
And the girl who played an elf.
Yeah, I know.
She had their band's name was Death by Proxy or something Proxy.
Death Cab for Cutie.
Death Cab for Cutie.
By Proxy.
Speaking of Death Cab for Cutie, let's talk about nutsacks more.
So you think Belial wins. I vote the Scream Brothers.
The Scream Brothers.
Yeah.
Go to Instagram/you_podcast if the story will not be up, but the post will be. Please let us know in the post.
Okay.
What you think. If not, if we get a tie, then Andy and I are just going to have to flip a coin. I mean, I don't know how we're really going to come to that, but
we'll rock, paper, scissors for it. I hope it's not a tie.
So let's come. Let's go ahead and talk about our matchups for the following week.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good one. I can't wait.
Okay.
On the East Campus, we have Chrome Skull from Lay to Rest going against Eli Roth's John Carver
from Thanksgiving.
Holy shit, Andy. That's a matchup that you know you can't wait to get to.
It's going to be fun to talk about those movies.
The next one is one that's really... These both are just great. This is probably going to be the best matchups of the week.
I can't.
Stitches the Clown.
Yes.
Versus Victor Crowley on the West Coast.
I'm so excited to tackle that one. That's going to be so tough. I don't want to get into it now.
We can't get into it. We'll be more, you know.
Stitches versus Victor Crowley.
And Chrome Skull. Like, Chrome Skull to me is strategic, methodical. He's got $1 billion behind him.
Seems like it.
Where... You know, John Carver's just some fucking McDreamy guy, and you know they're coming out with a second one. They've already mentioned that. So, I mean, that's not going to play into... it's not going to be out, but...
Yeah, we're not going to be able to watch it, but you know it's there.
Yes,
and they were going to do Chrome Skull Part 3, you know, Laid to Rest Part 3, but that guy...
Robert Hall.
That's on hiatus, or not... There's no plans right now. Check it out. /you_podcast on Instagram, /you Facebook page... /you podcast Facebook page. Email us /you podcast@gmail.com.
Be sure to follow murder_scab. Wow. Why can I never say it, dude?
I don't know.
murder_cabin_movie to keep up with our dive into a film that I wrote and I'm co-directing, starring one of the cast as Robert, the father.
Me.
Your own professor. Me.
Yeah, me.
Oh, Andy, you.
Yeah, okay. It's me. So, support indie movies. That one's going to be a really cool short film. when we get that all finished. So go ahead, check out. There's links to the Kickstarter on the Facebook page and the website, /youpodcast.com. So I don't know, Nick. I really hope they vote.
I hope they vote too. Yeah. Next week's going to be, well, they're starting to vote on the other one, so it's really, right. It's at a dead tie. So
we're figuring this out as we go. So we'll get the polls out. We'll get everything out ahead of time. And as you hear this, you probably will have already seen the polls, and we'll be able to tell your winners on the next episode. So, yeah, listen to those horns.
Thanks for tuning in. /U/Bracket/Madness.
Until next time, class dismissed.